well relay, the relay works very differently. And he runs well, but somewhere in the line, they drop the baton. And they keep running, although they've dropped the baton. The baton represents the knowledge, the wisdom, the equipment, the know-how, the empowerment that must be given to the next generation. That is dropped, but the race continues. But it is not only the political problem, it's also a church problem, it's a business problem, it's a parental problem, where we are unable to start the next generation right. It is my conviction that if this church will remain effective and transgenerational, this generation must not drop the baton. This generation, they must start life running forward. No matter where you are, your children must start running forward, not solving your problems, but solving their own lives in. The kind of spiritual environment you live in will determine a lot about your output. If you grew up in a spiritual environment where every auntie trusts where it is going, if you want to go swim against the tide, every generation is influenced by its habits and its choices. Of all the things that affect a generation, in my mind, the most critical and the most important is choices. Because even if the culture is wrong, you can choose different habits. But choices give us the power to do what we have to do. Choices can move a person from one spiritual environment to another. Choices can make a person do things differently. Choices can move a person from a blessing to a curse, and a curse to a blessing. So when we talk about being transgenerational as a church, choices will play a major role. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 47, one of my favorite pieces of to generation. Mary says two powerful things about generations in the Magnificat, in her song of praise. Two very powerful things about generations. The first thing is that God's works are transgenerational. The works of God are transgenerational. He says his mercy is from generation to generation. So God does not just show mercy to one generation. He shows mercy to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. When he blesses one generation, he will bless the next and the next children's children. He wants to favor your bloodline. And for everyone who is here, may the blessing of God upon you be transgenerational in your life. Because that Mary has been called blessed from 2,000 years ago up to now. And that is what I speak, GC, will be transgenerational. But not only that, our impact will be transgenerational. 40 years from today, some people will rise up and call us blessed. 40 years from now. Because there are some challenges ahead of Christianity. There's challenges ahead of every church, not only ICGC, but every church in the whole world. And I will talk about three major challenges that we should be aware of. The first is a godless culture, a godless prepared to answer the problem of a godless culture. The second is a cynical and questioning world. Our world has become cynical and they question everything. They don't take what you say for what it is. They will question it. And it is going to be increasingly so. So in a religion that thrives on faith, believing, how do we function in a world of thinking? When everything we do is based on believing, and our world is moving from believing to thinking, a questioning and a cynical world. How we are beginning to realize that human beings, although they are social, are gathering in a different form of social. They call it social media. So these days, a family can sit together at the dining table. Nobody will talk to anybody at the dining table. Everybody will be looking at their phone. 40 years ago, if the family sat at a table, no matter what the table is, at the compound or wherever, they will chat and the stories will be told. People will gather by the fireside. Now, if old women gather their children by the fireside, everybody will pick their phone and be insular. So although they are together, they are not talking to each other. It's becoming a disconnected world. And the church thrives on human beings connected. The pastor of the future, if he's going to survive, cannot do it the same way the pastors of the unquestioning generation, of the godly generation, and the connected generation. Because your generation, those of you, I don't even know whether they are here, those of you in children's church who become the pastors, our general overseers, our regional overseers, 40 years from now, you will pastor in a different world. It's our responsibility to prepare them for that world so that the church of Jesus Christ, no matter the society it lives in, continues to triumph. That the church continues to grow. The souls continue to be saved. The lives continue to be transformed. The Holy Spirit is... I say today is by no means the end of the conversation. This will be a theme I will be canvassing on for a while. The first thing we need to do is to have well-trained pastors. Well-trained pastors. The era of getting a call and jumping on a pulpit must come to an end. The era of somebody saying, God has properly gone to take morning after service, after second service. A young man came to me and asked me, he's I think 14 or so years old, and asked me a question about the Trinity. He said, Pastor, do you believe in the Trinity? I said, yes. Father, they have real questions. And you can't bulldoze your way out of that. I'm sure you are wondering, what answer did you give him? Go and study your theology yourself. But I gave him an answer. And he said, oh, wow, I've never thought of it that way. I said, well, that's why I know my stuff. I study for these things. So we need well-trained pastors who are theologically sound, spiritually sensitive. Spiritual sensitivity, because there will be many spiritual imitations. We are seeing it now, but it will get worse. Spiritual imitations where psychics can parade as prophets. All kinds.
At Central God. Threes.
I'm just fine.
With Fifi Folsen here on
Joy 99.7 FM.
You know, you can just...
Stick with Fifi Folsen. God bless you, Sonny Badu.
Hello, my name is Koda and you are listening to Fifi Folsen. Come on, listen to Fifi Folsen,
my man.
Hi.
His mercies over us, all his works shall praise. Great is our Lord.
I want Vince Angle. You know this song. Loving this one, of course. It's Joy 99.7, Praise Avenue. I like that kind of feeling. Ah. Are you dancing at all? That's what's up. Turn up the patch up. Hey, turn up the patch up. We'll see you on the other side. Turn up the patch up. We'll see you on the other side.